Carrots may help your vision, but beer will double it. This is the Perfect Pour.
That's a good one. Where'd you get that one from?
T-shirt.
You're walking around all weekend. I'm like, oh, great opening for the Perfect Pour. Hey, this is the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Is it really interesting?
I don't know. Hope so.
I'm the Nick.
Oh, ooh, there you go.
Came in.
Whoa. Hey, hello.
Get up on that microphone.
And Matt will probably be absent. He might show up.
We have Chewy as backup.
He has his beer glasses out, his water, and Chewy is sitting on his microphone. There's a action figure of Chewy on his microphone, case seats needed. And
that'd be the best guest ever.
So who knows? Matt might just walk in, or he might not. The stupid soccer, I'm telling you, soccer's ruining craft beer.
Ruining it.
It's ruining it. It's they're too busy at Tioga Square's Beer Garden for him to make it to his unpaid job. So,
yeah, don't they know this is more important?
Nick, here's our always problem when there isn't Matt around. What did Nick and I, who do we tangent?
Damn it. Voicemailers.
Oh, we're going to tangent those voicemailers hard.
Not one's going to get through this week.
Nope. Good luck. Well, should have checked that. I just tried to do a sound drop and it didn't happen. There you go.
Technical difficulties.
We'll figure it out. We'll get going here. So before the show, before we started officially recording, we have a tailgate session where we do make up notes for the show and drink some beers. We had two beers, both from our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine. One was from Outer Range Brewing Company in Colorado, in the Steep IPA. What'd you think of that, Nick?
It was riding the hazy train. A little too hard.
Didn't like the haze part, huh?
It had a nice bitterness. But it was that lingering bitterness, not really a sharp bite that dissipates.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. That was good. And then also from Colin and Janine, Four Noses, Orange Velvet, Blood Orange Milkshake IPA. What do you think of that?
I still have no idea what the hell milkshake IPA is.
Oh, I know it. It's got some lactose in there. It's an IPA with some lactose.
Oh, boy.
It's good. I like the milkshake IPAs.
Farting it up in an hour.
And then,
no, mid-microphone was not on.
Yeah, I know. I thought Matt's microphone was on. Realized
you jinxed
it wasn't.
Yourself.
I did. I turned it off. I was like, I'll turn his mic on.
I won't need this at all.
Just in case.
For any
it's
purpose.
Causing sound problems. And then I thought I would need, and then I thought it was on. What is this we got now? New beer we just opened up.
It's from Chef. Daisy.
Chef up there.
Daisy Capra.
In Chicago.
Daisy Capra? C-A-P-R-A? If I'm reading these letters. It's a double pale ale. 1 pint. Half acre beer company.
Double pale, huh?
Double pale. Same as a... Same but opposite of a session IPA. This is a double pale.
Opposite IPA.
Opposite.
Opposite session.
Oops, I took quite a bit because I figured it was just
it's
the
all
two
right.
Of us.
Doesn't matter. We can drink like crazy.
Oh boy. Does that mean we're going to get extra drunk tonight?
Yep, probably. We got a full beer fridge and there's just two of us for the moment.
Crap.
Ooh, I like this, man.
Oh, wait. Hold, please.
Better drink it.
That's malty, bro. That's weird.
There's something in there, and there's a different ingredient in there, a different hop or something. I recognize it, but I'm not used to it being in a pail, I think.
Very little. This can does not debrief you on the situation.
Oh, they don't like, Half Acre doesn't like to divulge.
No, sir.
They're not divulgers.
They give you the government warning, the ABV.
And like, you don't need it now.
And they're from Chicago.
Chicago, it keeps things quiet up here.
But it's
part of a team.
Strangely malt on the front end, and the hop bitterness comes in later. Question mark. Very unusual for a pale ale.
Yeah. Unusual, but I don't dislike it.
Not to dislike.
So what's going on in the culture?
Matt. Just kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Whatever, Matt. Okay, well.
Whatever.
I'm sure whatever you said was fine, but we have other things. I'm the way funnier that we're going to talk over that.
Oh, man. If only he knew what he was getting.
Oh, God. About. He's getting roasted right now. So hard.
All right. My day. This is going to be my year. Guess what's a thing now?
Session stouts. Summer session stouts.
Do they start at 7%?
Yeah. Yes.
Clear IPAs are officially here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes. It's about damn time. We're waiting all these years.
Are they?
For clear IPAs.
Are they just like regular IPAs?
Hey guys.
Now they're clear.
We made this brand new thing.
They had to rebrand regular IPAs.
Yeah.
And it's like clear IPA. I'm like, whoa.
That's so good.
Well, man, yeah, totally. I'm going to have that.
Triple filtered.
Have you guys had any clear IPAs yet? You mean IPAs? No, these are clear.
Oh, these are clear.
It's clear.
Have you seen it? I mean, have you not seen it because it's so clear?
Took to five down to the 101 just to get here.
Oh, shit. See thefresnan.com for the seven worst intersections.
Got off at 41 on Shaw, went west on Shaw. Took down Blackstone down south.
Stuart, what are you doing here?
Sorry. That was...
Yeah, if we had a mirror, we'd be staring at it.
So who's leading the charge on clear IPAs?
This is... What, Springdale? Springdale beer?
Okay.
Question mark? Against the Grain.
So it's got a Springdale.
It's a collab with Against the Grain, which is the, isn't that the brown note? Don't they do
Yeah, that's one of theirs.
Yeah. So they got the clever.
Infamous brown note.
Clever labeling. And they teamed up with
Tidy Whitey's and a soiled Tidy Whitey's the boot.
Yeah.
In the can.
Very appetizing.
I've had to buy it several times for producer Becky because it was like the only brown and on the shelf.
Oh, shit.
It's very uncomfortable buying that beer. I got over it after a couple times, but still, it's like people look at you.
It's not
funny.
For me. It's not for me, I swear.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
I know. Crazy can, right?
I'm a hazy guy.
I like the haze.
Give me the haze.
What about you, sweetie? Ah. Clear, huh? You like them new clear IPAs?
Clear IPAs. They say it started as a joke, and so they had to do it.
Then they're like, wait, beer geeks love gimmicks.
Pretty much. That's what they said.
They're like, who's a clear beer? Oh, wait. They'll actually like this. Never mind. Super serious. We're doing a clear beer.
This is happening.
We totally planned this.
Call the accountants. This is happening.
Call the accountants. Start investing. We're going to... Getting a lot of money here in the next couple months.
Oh man.
I still haven't had those champagne IPAs, brewed IPAs. Still haven't had one. Drake's.
They send us all the stuff except for that.
We're not appreciative of anything.
Maybe that's why.
Like, we're going to send you this stuff. We're not going to send you the thing you really want. Whatever.
We'll see how you do with this first, and then we'll send you. So another band and beer pairing is happening. Highland Brewing teams up with Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Do I know them?
Do you remember the Son of a Bitch song?
Oh, came gosh. Out
maybe a year and a half ago.
Oh, wait. How'd it go? Give me a little bit.
Son of a Bitch. We'll just play it. We'll let them do the. So anyways, they're teaming up for a Czech-style Pilsner.
Okay. Might be good for the summer. I'm going to try to find some Czech-style Pilsners for summer drinking.
Really? That's where you're going this summer?
I want Hoppy Kolsch's, man. Hoppy Kolsch's.
Hoppy Kolsch's.
I've only had one, and it was amazing. Now I'm like, there's got to be Hoppy Kolsch's. Give me some Hoppy Kolsch's. Nobody's gone.
Isn't that Sudwerk? Isn't that their specialty?
I don't know if they had a Hoppy Kolsch. The one I have was from Revision.
What?
Undraft.
Okay, are you ready? Oh, this is the intro. This is stupid.
Hilarious intro. When you have the album, you got to listen to those bits 20 times. You're like, come on, Queens of Stone Age. You get your radio bit.
I'm gonna cover myself. Will he sing the catchphrase before the 15 seconds?
No, it never works out. Son of a bitch. Okay. Now I remember.
So that guy.
The guy that sounds like that Elvis. Guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds like 60s Elvis.
He wants to be a brewer now. 60s Elvis. Where'd my thing go? That's what she said.
That's what he said, she said.
That's what he said, he thinks she said. So it is, I don't know, I'm on the fence. Czech style Pilsner, said that already. I was looking for the hop they're using. Oh, Saaz hops.
Huh. Have I had Saaz hops? Matt, have I had Saaz hops?
Crisp and crushable.
Crisp and crushable.
Crisp and
crushable. All right, I'll try it. I'll look out for it.
And I don't know if you're going to get into this or not, but Worst Beer Blog.
Worst Beer Blog.
They are keeping tabs.
Policing the world. The beer world.
Not only that, now they are bringing to the front others who are policing the world as well. And so this Scott Metzger, @BeerMonkey, I guess this is Twitter. He's pointing out that Coors has penned a letter that is oddly hypocritical of their own situation. Did you see that?
P. Coors, yeah.
Yeah. Is that Pete actually Coors. The guy's name?
I don't know. It sounds made up, but
Pete Coors.
Pete Coors. Sounds like a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Duffman's rival is Pete Coors.
Pete Coors.
Yeah, so Pete Coors basically was like told the BA like or was just like, guys, can't we just stop beating up on us big beer guys because wine and pot are coming for our stuff, man. Like, it's just so it's so great that independent beer still has that over somebody that sells out. They still have that cool kid club that you immediately and very much rightfully get kicked out of the cool kid club when you sell out, or you're just already big beer. You've been big beer for years, yeah. Make millions and millions of dollars. You don't get to be in a cool kid club. Those are the rules. And they just still continuously try to like convince craft beer, like, you shouldn't leave us out. We're getting left out.
We're sad.
He's calling from his freaking helicopter. landing nearby. He was like, you guys are... He's tweeting from his helicopter with Wi-Fi. You guys are leaving us out. We need to band together and beat wine and pot. And meanwhile, they're bumping Coors and AB InBev, all they do is buy up craft breweries and battle for shelf space against craft breweries. You don't see them battling. You don't see them trying to move wines one shelf over or knock out some shelves in the wine department. That what are they doing? They're always trying to get craft beers taps, trying to prevent craft beer from getting taps, trying to prevent craft beer from getting into places. And yet they're always go to thing is the wine about, like, guys, wine's gonna come get us. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're doing everything to beat. And it's not even that they're still making millions of dollars. They're not.
Just one less million.
Yeah, right. It's just they're making a little bit less now because craft beer has a foothold now, and big beer isn't rising. It's just there now. Mm-hmm. And they're not like their profits aren't going crazy because now millennials started it. Craft beer is already there for them. You know, they can't rely on us and older people, everyone older than us that may never come over to craft beer and just give me a good Budweiser and a love seat and I'll just sit there all day, watch football.
Yeah.
They can't rely on that. There's not new versions of that guy coming into big beer. They're relying on their old audience. And then, all us here in the beer geek world are skewing towards local, and craft beer can handle that. Like, you know, Green Flash found out that it's not good to be doing huge expansions out there, but
unnecessarily,
right? I think
so. If you build it, they will come. Didn't quite work out.
Nope, not like we thought it was going to. But yeah. So now everything's just going to be pray that your town has a good local brewer, and then everyone's just going to sort of gather around their local brewery and occasionally get in some stuff from. Trade in some stuff from out of town or have a good bottle shop and then you're set.
Yeah. Well, do they really think we're going to do the work for them?
I guess.
Like, is that that's what it sounds like. They want just, us to complain.
They want to have them, all the things.
Yeah.
They want to be cool and have all the resources and have all the money and all the shelf space and all the things.
And have somebody else do it all for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
nice. God. Way to go.
Guys, just shut up. You don't get to be here. You get to go have millions of dollars. If you want to be here, go sell, go retire from whatever big beer thing you're doing and go make a new craft brewery. If you want to be in a cool kid club again, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go try that. Try and see how easy it is.
So, yeah, it's there for a reason. People don't say it enough. Yeah, you know, like the Brewers Association and just. The support for craft beer, beer geeks, we're doing it it's not for nothing. These craft breweries are small and a lot of people are just making it by the skin of their teeth and barely paying for their mortgage and barely having employees on staff. And that's not an issue for Coors and Budweiser. And these people are all these craft brewers are local people. So, and I know there's people that work for big beer that are local. Obviously, a lot of people get their jobs from it. And I don't have any, zero. Again, we'll have to always keep reiterating it because the people that are just beer people always like think we don't support employees of big beers. Like I totally support. Like if I made my paycheck from just working for Budweiser, that's fine. I don't why would I have a problem with somebody doing that? It's just that fact that just if you're big beer, then don't cry about it. Don't cry that you're not craft beer. Shut up.
Yeah. Be happy you have the millions that you do.
Yeah. You're fine. You're fine. You don't need our help. Okay.
Yeah.
What else, Nick?
Oh boy, I forgot now. So I'm not hopeful for this direct situation, but I'm hopeful for what it will do. Pizza Hut is now offering beer delivery if you purchase a pizza from their establishment.
Oh.
And so what it's going to do right now.
They're saying, like, you can't just order beer, not get pizza.
Right. You can't just order beer.
Because they're already seeing us like, can I just have some six pack of Budweiser?
Yeah.
No, you got to order a pizza, sir. Fuck. But I hate Pizza Hut.
And while the choices aren't all that great, I mean, you're still getting pizza and beer delivered to your house.
That's pretty nice.
Or two, they will get laws put in place to where some cool independent pizza joint will offer craft beer choices to be delivered. So that's what I'm hopeful for is out of this.
Like, it's going to open it up for our local guys.
Yeah.
And then pizza. Oh, what are you going to do to yourselves, pizza? You're shooting yourselves in the foot, big pizza.
Can you imagine Popolo's delivering a growler and a pizza?
Oh. They won't allow growler.
Probably not. So we'll have to take cans. I don't know if they have bottles or cans there. But. Mm.
Yeah, it would have to be cans or bottles. That'd be awesome. Yeah, they would. I don't know. California, Fresno, anyway, be so strict on that. So, but
well, no, it is happening. It's happening in the valley, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the was there any craft beer choices? Did they say what beers?
No, because it's not happening just yet. But they're saying it's just going to be Coors and Bud and probably Heineken at first. But I don't. You know, Pizza Hut isn't known for their beer selection. If it was me and Ed's
are there even Pizza Huts that you can eat inside of anymore?
I don't know. Around here, I haven't seen one.
Mm-mm, not around here.
There was. How about the Loop? Have you been to the Loop lately? There was one over there.
I don't think that you can eat inside.
The City College one's gone.
Right. And the one on Shaw and Maroa is a money. I was going to say money laundering, but payday loan place.
Probably.
Probably. Money laundering place.
Damn it.
No, sit down Pizza Hut anymore.
They're going the way
they're all Radio like, they're Shack, all, huh? Well, they're, no, they're just like, they turn themselves like into Domino's and
Little Caesars.
They just went that route.
I'd get some beer from Little Caesars.
Little Caesars for the price is actually edible.
That got us through a lot of band practices.
Yeah. For, you know, when you're talking about $5 or $7, it fills that.
The mumbo combo.
Mumbo combo.
The hit used to be Hungry Howie's. You could get the specialty crest.
Hungry Howie's. They're gone now.
Huh? They're gone.
Poor Hungry Howie's.
Pizza tangent.
I love gold.
I know. Matt would not be saying anything anyway right now.
That's what's funny.
But why is it that much more
We just
quiet?
Need Matt sitting there, and then we're just like,
it makes us feel tingly. And well, that's what he was really good for, is passing the beer.
Right. No.
Just kidding.
Matt is a very needed industry.
He brings the industry to the table.
He brings the realness to the table.
Otherwise, it's just us griping about things.
Yeah. Not knowing what we're talking about. And somebody in the industry just shaking their head. God, these guys are idiots. River North Brewery, Mountain Haze. This one's donated to the show by our Colorado reps, calling in Janine.
H-A-A-A-Y-Y-Y. Haze. Where's that?
That's what I'm
Where's
gonna,
that beer?
That's what I'm going to do. Next line. I'm here for the line. Next time there's a beer release for a hazy beer. Just once in a while. Once just kind of quiet. It's like we're still like 3 hours out from them opening the gates. And I'll just be like, Hayes. Just randomly. Just once, random. once in a while.
Is that the new Get Ripped?
Yep, that's the new Get Ripped. Hayes. I want to hear that now in various tap rooms across the country in perfect poor cities. Once in a while, just somebody go, Hayes.
Nice. And wander off. And then sink their head back down.
Yeah, you can't beer. you can't discern where exactly who exactly said it. You just it's just like this general atmospheric Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're having this beer. This isn't hazy.
We're having this beer.
We're having this beer, guys.
This is
there's nothing hating, like a little unfiltered, but
this is not, yeah, not fat and round like a hazy.
I don't think they understand what New England
style. This has got some nice carbonation sharpness to it.
It's a nice beer, though.
It's a very nice beer.
It's mislabeled, but it's a nice beer. I feel like the yeast is what they usually use for a hazy beer, but the rest of it isn't.
You think that's all they did was use the Vermont?
Feels like it.
Vermont
yeast or whatever.
This hazy brew mystifies your taste buds with avalanche of lupulin. Brewed with barley, wheat, oats, and copious late additions of explosive 5-day forecast. No, just kidding. Explosive hops. It's low bitterness, but big on juicy aroma.
Oh. Hmm.
Mountain haze.
I like it. I'm enjoying so far.
Man.
3 for 3 for wiener. Me.
It's a wiener.
Well, 4 for 4. We've already had 4. 4 different beers. What else, Nick? Somebody's car alarm's going off. I'm sorry.
You have much better hearing than I do. after visiting the land of the mouse.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm for it or against it, drinking in Disneyland.
In Disneyland proper.
I think I could forego drinking in Disneyland proper.
Yeah, I made that decision last time, too. I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to drink in here.
Like, if a ride breaks down, that'd be cool. Hand me a beer. Okay. I'll wait.
Yeah. Here's some line beer.
Line beer.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Sorry about the wait. We've got a little bit of a breakdown. If you feel like waiting maybe 30 minutes or so, we might get the ride going back up. For all you adults and parents out there, we got some free beer here. Here you go. Do you like hazy beer, sir? Here you go. Here's a hazy one. You look like a hazy guy.
Oh. Hey.
Hey. Oh, having some fun in the line, are we? Well, welcome to the happiest place on earth. Enjoy that Indiana Jones ride.
Yeah.
Where it's going to break down as soon as you get up there. But you're going to have fun going up there in the line.
See,
you got to be here.
This was almost worse. There were broken parts of Indiana Jones. So the ride was working, but all the special effects weren't there.
Like, don't worry about it.
And we're like, hey, the fire's missing.
There's
the snake didn't lunge at me.
There's a cast member just standing there like, normally there's a fire here. So imagine a fire.
Imagine a fire.
Right now. Rawr, you got scared. Have a good time.
See you next trip.
Bye. I'll be doing the Jungle Cruise in an hour if you want to catch me.
The backside
I'm
of
Captain,
water.
Captain forgot a lot.
No, Louie. No.
Louie!
I'm being attacked.
Louie wants to be the co-host. Louie, get a microphone.
Wrong Louie. Microphone, Louie.
Louie! Lou! Come here, Lou! Lou's 3 years old. Cheers to Louie. Early cheers to Louie.
Early cheers.
He's turned 3.
Fonzie A to Louie.
Which is about 28 in dog years. I saw a new chart for dog years. It's not exactly 7 every
son
7
of
years.
A.
Jovi was 94.
Holy shit.
So.
I too would be crapping my pants at 94.
There you go. I just crapped my pants.
So, Coastal Empire Beer Company makes a Dole Whip milkshake IPA.
What?
For you who wish there was a beer that tasted like a Dole Whip.
I want to try. See, now that they should have, that's okay in Disneyland.
That'd be okay.
They have that at the Tiki 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 room. Having one of those beers, mm-hmm. watching the Tiki show.
There you go.
Go to the land of Phil.
Yes, he did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got him. Uh-huh. Was it an old guy?
It was.
Oh, that's him.
He kind of looked like
he's the man. He's classic.
Looked like Ed Sullivan a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it to the land of Phil.
And everybody laughed.
Ha ha ha. Punny.
Punny, bro. Yeah, he calls me funny names. I think the bird says señorita. He's like, I'm not a woman.
I am not a woman.
Yep, he was our host for the show. Pro tip. There is no shortage of craft beer outside of Disneyland and or California, inside California Adventure and downtown Disney.
Oh, is there any construction going on the ballast, big beer ballast point?
There was two buildings under construction, so I couldn't tell which one was going to be the ballast.
Oh, okay.
But yes, there are two restaurants being renovated down there. Nothing blatantly obvious, unless I just missed it. So we're headed to Trader Sam's. So Trader Sam's now has beer, and not just beer, but they have good beer.
Really?
Yeah. So
this is good.
If you want to feel like you're in Disneyland and not pay $5,000 to get into Disneyland, you could go drink at Trader Sam's, which is outside the Disneyland Hotel.
Right.
And you could get tiki drinks and beers.
Yeah.
And feel like you're right there.
Did you go? What did you get there? Well, we got to wait for Binkots.
Binkots.
Oh, man. Later on in the show, check out Nick's Binkots.
Binkots.
The Binkots again. I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
I'm going to try to skip through the rest of the show and maybe just catch it right when the Binkots are.
It's going to happen.
What else? What else?
That's it.
That's it.
That's
it
for the week.
Oh, man. All this big beer talk this week.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Road is opening up a tap room in Sacramento.
And the peasants are not happy.
Oh, yeah. And good for Sacramento indie guys calling it out and putting it out there and telling everybody, hey, guys, this is Budweiser. This is Budweiser beer. Masked as a Golden Road. So they're not going to be able to stop it. They're going to open, but at least the independent beer in Sacramento people are like, at least they're fighting it. But Sacramento's become a huge beer city. I mean, that's what happens now. You become too big of a beer city. Just ask San Diego. All of a sudden Budweiser moves in. With their tin barrel, they're like, we're hoping in here. We're brewing in San Diego just like you guys. We're the same.
We're shipped into San Diego just like you.
We're the same, you and me, right? No, we're not. But what sucks is there's such a big segment of people that either don't know or don't care, and they'll just go there. And the gold to the Sacramento Golden Road. It's like, what the hell, man? Sacramento already has several homegrown great breweries. And then they get Fieldwork opens up a tap room. And now they're getting what's coming to them with this Golden Road. That's what you get for getting too much stuff going on. You're going to get Budweiser is going to come to town and open up a tap room.
Look at us. We're just like you.
Hi, we're craft beer too. Mm-hmm. You're what? Craft beer. What'd you say?
Did you say Craffum?
Craffum.
Crapple beer?
Yeah, super cool, huh, guys? Those unfiltered beers, huh? We sure like them here in the beer geek world.
How unfiltered that beer was?
Wow. They're like the 21 Jump Street of craft beer. This is the Budweiser people trying to be cool. Hi, have you heard about where can I get the drugs?
Hello, fellow youths.
Yep. It's that Steve Buscemi meme.
Yes.
It's nothing says it better about big beer. trying to be the cool kids. And that Steve Buscemi with the skateboard and a backwards hat. Hello, fellow youths. Let's do cool stuff. So sad.
Let's Golden do some Road. Mad so, tricks, so friends.
I expect any Sacramento listeners to never spend any money there, please.
It's all going to be tourists.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think anybody locally.
Hopefully they'll stay. Because it seemed like San Diego did a good job of ignoring the Tin Barrel, or at least, you know, or doing some punk rock stuff against them.
Sadly, I think they'll get a lot of first timers and then they'll kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. But they'll still get that first time visit, you know, and then they'll go, oh, wait a minute, I've heard about these guys. And then it's too late. You've already spent your money there. So,
I'll save that for next week.
Sure.
Don't need that. I'm afraid to ask this,
mm-hmm.
Nick.
Because Matt's not here with the real answer.
No. I'll save those for next week. But it's May.
Okay.
And we're expecting maybe Zach's Brewing to be open. So do we have our buddy Steven Zach and the Zachs themselves, the Gail Zucks. And Steven, friends of the show, friends and family of the show, opening up. They've been working towards opening up a real legitimate tap room and brewery mm-hmm. for the past, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, 2 years were, can this happen? And then this last year has been, we will make this happen. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of getting all the proper documentation to do right. it.
And the Zachs are all in on this. This is their only thing going. They're not the kind of people that open breweries because like they don't have anything else to do, you know. Because there's some of those people out there that have money from whatever business they have going on outside of beer, and they're like, oh, I'll spend some money and make a craft brewery too. This is all them. This is all indie. What indie beer is all about, and they've been. Really, they've been wanting to be open for like a year now.
We're officially at the year mark. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone says like plan a date and then plan for 6 months after. Well, they've planned for 6 months, planned a date, and it's been now 12 months after that date that was planned. So do we have an update on that?
No, sadly. I hope to have good news this next 2 weeks. We should have some good news.
All right.
But things are still being processed as of right now.
Still processing. Lots of processing.
Lots of waiting.
We're closer than ever before, right?
That's right. Closer than we've ever been.
All right. I'm sure you guys have been saying that for a while.
Mm-hmm. By we, I mean they, of course.
Nick's doing some
help. Yeah.
I'm helping.
Yeah, I'm Ralph.
You're Ralph, standing next to Lisa. I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, Ralph. That's great, Ralphie. Squint, Chief Wickham.
Hopefully soon.
Okay.
I'm just going to say day. Something and then it gets.
Chew's already saying, like, he's already trying to plan to be up here. And I saw exchange between Chew Beer and Steven on Untappd. And Steven's like, Chew's like, when's this going to happen, eh? I need to plan. And Steven just came back with like zip lip emoji.
Oh man.
And And then he goes, we'll set up an autograph booth for you, Chew.
Nice.
So, and for that.
You can name your beer for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anybody, like,
you walk up to him.
Come, he'll name you a beer. Yeah. He'll figure out your beer name.
Yeah.
$1, Chew will figure your beer name out.
You don't have to tell him anything. You could tell him all the ingredients
that'll
in the beer.
That'll be his booth.
You could tell him nothing at all and just say, give me a name. Like cold.
Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah. Give me a beer name. And then I got to work backwards from that name. Now I got to brew a beer, whatever Chew's name is.
Steven's got to do it.
Rogers, I think Rogers made a couple beers, show related name beer names from Pine and Palm.
Yes.
So, I'm expecting some Zach's to have a couple Perfect Pour influenced beers.
Chew your beer, copyright Chew your beer
here and there. So, there you go. That's something to look out for later. Zach's Brewing, it's still there.
It's still happening.
It's gonna happen, bros. Don't worry. We're gonna have. We can email the show, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us voicemails, but you can also just straight up email us. You don't need to actually voicemail us. You can just tell us things to say. Scott Ricky up there, he's a new listener, getting caught up as much as he can. He's loving the show. And he's talking about the Central Valley Brew Fest in Turlock.
Ooh.
It's Saturday. And he's hoping to see some Perfect Pour listeners out there. We haven't gone. I remember when they started, and it's good to see that they're still doing it. And I want to say this is our fourth year maybe. So it's in the town of Dust Bowl's town, Turlock, Dust Bowl Brewing, nice. Town of Turlock. So it's a good, good town to go to. You can check out Dust Bowl and then go to the, and or go to the Central Valley Brewfest. But he's going to be, he's going to have a Blaker Brewing hat on, and he's going to be volunteering. He's going to be pouring, hanging out and drinking, pouring. So he's just like, so anybody, any Perfect Pour listeners that are going to go to the Central Valley Brewfest, he's wanting to talk to you. So, keep up the good work.
What's the code word?
Keep up the good work, guys. I love gold. I gotta say, I mean, those are pretty much your preeminent. And hey, guys, I'm driving. Those three statements.
Yeah, but that one just sounds weird when you're walking up to a booth.
Hey, guys, I'm driving. Oh yeah, a beer booth. Yeah. And you're announcing to everyone you're driving as you're drinking beer.
That's not a good.
Hey guys, I'm driving. It's like, God, that guy's gonna drive later. Oh,
but man. I think if you gave a hey, keep up the good work, guy, and a wink maybe, and
guys,
then you realize you're winking at the wrong person. And
wink. So there you go. Get it. There might be a get it at the Central Valley Brew Fest in Turlock Saturday.
Your ball struck my foot.
Your ball struck my foot, Trebek. Well, now I'm left with a dilemma.
Oh, boy.
Do I do?
Yes.
Do you want to hear it?
Well, now I do.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, our new voicemail opening.
Our new
voicemail. Paul's been bumped.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Man. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of Shows. You can leave us a voicemail there, or you can record something on your phone and email it to us. And we'll start off with those since I'm cruising around in our email box here.
Rooting around.
Yeah, cruising around.
Rooting around in your drawers.
Yeah, seeing what's going on in there. And we'll just start off.
Hey, quit playing with your dinghy.
We'll start off with this one from this gentleman.
Hey, the Perfect Pour Chew, you be here. Guess what, Holmes?
What's up?
I was listening. Yeah. Mikey, you're talking about shipping beers. I said, check it out, Holmes. This is how you do it. I said, you go to a third-party mailbox fucking mom and pop spot. You know what I'm talking about, SA?
Yeah, dude.
Check it out, eh?
I totally do.
Where I go, it's called the mail-in box. They do UPS, FedEx. They do also partial, U.S. partial services. And what you do, Holmes, you use
partial,
them, SA, like that. You don't
partial
feel guilty.
Partial service.
And next thing you know, they're your
friends.
We're going
to ship it
and then,
some of the
and
way.
And they've tasted your Jack Daniel's sauce, SA. So that's what I'm shipping,
there.
Holmes. Jack Daniel's sauce. And
you
got to
figure it out.
All the employees there have tasted it and loved it, SA. So they keep thinking I'm submitting Jack Daniel's sauce glaze for competitions, SA, and for family members in colleges and shit like that, Holmes, because they can't live without it, SA. But see, it works out, Holmes, because what they do is they weigh it, and then they can give you all the prices, SA, for all three. Even if you use DHL, Holmes, they give you the prices on how much it's going to cost you.
How can
and then
I use
depending
DHL?
On the size of your wallet, you can go with FedEx, Ground, or whatever, or UPS, or partial, or United States Partial. It's perfect, SA. And they keep the history of where you send it. So you, I give them my last name. You know, they, what's your name, sir? Your beer. First name, True. And then they say, where are you sending it to? And then I'll say, Perfect Pour Pod. And then they'll pull up Matt's address for where he's at and what have you. So everybody that's received Jack Daniel's sauce, wink, wink, is on my histories list. It makes it a lot easy. Easy peasy, homie. So make sure you use a third party, and you should be fine, Holmes. Another thing to Colin and Janine, you're in Cancun. There's a lot of independent breweries in Cancun. Use your Untappd. I don't know if Untappd might help you, but fucking Google, Holmes. You know how to Google? Use it. You know, yeah, that inclusive.
I got that.
Don't blame no good beers because you're using the inclusive. Spend some money. That's what I do. I usually rent a vehicle and then I drive out to the city and I hit local breweries. All right, this is True Your Beer, and
True
I'm out.
Beer.
Some shipping advice. That's it. Orale, to watch your peace out.
Peace out, too. That's some good advice. Well, yeah. That's what I used when I first, the first couple times I shipped beer was a.
The no
like
G.
A, like the independent shop owner, and he closed.
He was
he closed down.
Yeah.
So and now we've got our UPS store that we pay, and he asks the full name. They want now it's you know all security, man. They want a full name, and he wants a basic description of what it is. Ooh. Which I think is bullshit. They shouldn't be able to ask you anything about what's in there unless you specifically say, hey, this is fragile. Otherwise, they should just not, like, why do you have to ask? But anyway, they asked, and I said glassware. And he just put down glassware and didn't hesitate. So
nice.
That's what I'm using now is glassware. Because it's not lying. Maybe I'm leaving out the important thing, but I'm not lying either.
There you go. Ooh, that sounded good.
I love gold!
And I should be able to lie to the UPS store. Come on.
Important things have to happen.
And the partial service.
The partial service. Hey, look at that. Look at that beautiful thing right there.
Oh, man. Did you hear that? It's a 16-ounce can being opened, and you know that it was a stout. Then your ears are super sensitive. I bet you could train your ear to know that was a stout being opened. This is from Chef, another beer donated by a Chicago rep Chef. It's that sketchbook, the now famous sketchbook brewing.
Yes.
We made him famous, bro.
We did.
Turbulence.
What?
Imperial Stout.
Turbulence?
And turb.
Like turbulence.
Now I got
this
damn.
He's got a disrobe, so he could pass the beer halfway down across the table. Oh, where's
man,
our lazy?
I got some beer in my moleskin.
Where's our lazy Susan?
But it needs to be one of those lengthwise.
So we need a conveyor system. Yeah, is what you need. Conveyance.
Or be one of those cool bartenders that can
are
just
you
throw the beer down the bar
like Tapper. Remember Atari Tapper? Did you ever play?
Oh
that
yeah. I'm sure I did. I'm
sure you did. Whatever. Are you scared that Barnes & Noble is going to close and you will have no more resources for your Moleskins?
Oh. Target has Moleskin.
Damn it. I was hoping you didn't know that. I wanted to freak you out.
To see that Target is taking over everything, man.
We were at a bookstore in Los Angeles, and there was some aftermarket Moleskins with a very clever name. I can't remember what it was now.
Foreskin.
No.
Foreskins?
It was like sketchy or something, or scribbles.
Sketch skins.
Yeah.
Scribbly skins.
Scribbly dibbly.
Moleskins. Wow, look at that. Look at that stout.
I am enjoying the... I'm just going to look at it. I'm not even going to drink it. I'm that. Just so it's appreciative of this head. Color. That's what she said.
Wow.
What?
What?
We're going to get fired one of these days.
So HR is going to come in and
HR.
We're going to be in all kinds of trouble.
Michael, you can't just do that.
We're going to have to talk.
Hey, guys. It's John from Long Beach, a.k.a. Nice. Sublime John, according to Nick.
Kind of Sublime
like
John.
Wait, does he like that or not?
But I was just sitting around listening to the new show this week. And, you know, you guys got to my voicemail and where Mikey started chatting about how you're from Lakewood and how there's really nothing there. And have to agree, it's a little little bleak.
I was hoping something.
Most of the cool stuff popping up around here is in Long Beach. But there is one brewery there of note. It's called Timeless Pints. I don't think I've ever seen any bottles or cans or anything. Maybe a tap handle here and there around town. Decent tap room and pretty solid on the stouts and the porters. So, Nick, you'd like that. Plus, there's nothing really hazy to speak of.
Yes.
but, yeah, so Lakewood representing with the Timeless Pints.
Nice.
If you're ever around, worth you know, check it out if you have to go back to your old hometown or one of your hometowns. I guess that's it. Keep it short and sweet this week.
That's enough.
Get back to listening to the show. And keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. I like that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Timeless Pints. The name.
Good name.
I don't know.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
What? The pints
part? You gotta be really good.
They should probably say just Timeless Brewing.
Timeless Brewing.
Should be Timeless Pints. Yeah. The pints, they need to cut the pints out of there.
Okay.
Because that screams guy, old school beer guy.
Yeah.
When they're using pints. Nobody says pints.
Old school beer guy. Oh, that would explain the lack of hazies.
Yep. Yep. That totally sounds like somebody... It's probably in his late 50s.
Been homebrewing since the 70s.
He finally was able to open up his brewery.
Like, this is his retirement hobby.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Also, Louis is over here. Welcome, Louis. I have no crackers for you.
Louis! Come over here.
John, feel free to...
Understand where Matt's at.
Feel free to accept your own nickname. I was just trying to be creative and not... go with the city and then the name, but if you want Long Beach John, please.
Long Beach John.
Yeah. We were drinking rather heavily last weekend. LBJ. So.
What?
Oh, LBJ. Nice. Okay, that works too. So yeah, I mean, if you don't like it, feel free.
Go to that shop that Chew Your Beer. Chew Your Beer has a connection. There's a shop in Long Beach. I think it's really near the coast. You know, right and pretty close to the ocean, kind of close to Seal Beach. There's a shop there that Chew Beer has a connection sometimes we'll have Hetty, but you gotta know Chew. You gotta like mention Chew.
You gotta know Chew.
You're like, hey man, I know Chew Your Beer.
Someone recently checked into that too. It was on Twitter, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Said thanks for the reco.
Oh, so Chew Your Beer helping out our, one of our SoCal reps. How's it going? You doing good?
I'm doing good.
Thanks, John. John's a Long Beach rep. You'll see him at the Me and Ed's in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out.
How's it going, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and Janine. We are still in Mexico.
Wow.
Wow.
Very nice
here. And they're still alive.
Residency in Mexico.
They lie.
It rained earlier today.
Well, not like all day, though. Yeah.
We're listening to the show here. We spent some time in the beach listening to the show. It was really cool to watch the ocean and listen to Perfect Pour.
It was our alone time.
Because we love you guys, and we like to hear the show.
Aww.
And we have a double dry hop version of Juicy Bits. But it's very limited, and I didn't get very much of it. And if I would have sent you one, Nick, Colin would have been very mad at me. So we sent you the Juicy Bits, which is very mellow, very, you know.
It is. It's soft, and it's pillowy on the tongue, and it's got
like
some
matcha.
It probably has extra calcium in it. No, it's very mellow beer, but that's their original one. They have DDH versions, their flagship version.
But the other ones, they do double dry
hop. They do extra, extra Juicy Bits where they add a little extra hop. Like, you guys have only cracked the surface, and we hope to expand that, onto your palate a little bit later, hopefully. I don't know.
So Colin was smart, and he packed a 12-pack of River North Mountain Haze in his suitcase. Hey. So we're actually in the hotel room right now enjoying a good beer.
Genius. We are drinking
what a good husband.
Pictures of it out on our balcony.
Delicious. It's delicious.
So it's nice. But we have an idea for the show for everybody.
It's pretty good.
We would like to do maybe host appreciation weeks. So we were thinking next week, if everyone calls in, can call in, and we'll start with Mikey next week, and then we'll go Matt the week after, and then Nick the week after.
I don't like this.
What superhero are they, and what powers do they have?
Oh my god.
Not just superhero, maybe even alter ego.
Yeah. Be creative.
Oh boy.
Like, I don't know.
Be creative.
Like condimento, if you really like condiments.
Yeah.
Or something,
No!
Just as an idea. Just throwing that out there.
Really spicy mustard, now blind you.
We do have things in mind. We can't blow our wads right now.
So next week when we call in, it's all about Mikey and being a superhero.
Mikey is a superhero or alter ego.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're having fun here on vacation with our family.
That's
we go back home soon, which will be nice to get back to good beer. And we love listening to the show.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, kids. Now, apparently...
Yes.
There you go. You have instructions now.
You have a challenge.
A challenge to do for next week. Voicemails, because that'll be fun.
Perfect Pour. This is Paul from Houston.
Calling Houston in Paul. Again.
Calling because I have a little bit of a gripe as well as a thank you to you guys.
What do we do?
Because you keep telling me to check my dates, and
check
so
your dates.
I have been.
Uh-huh.
Today I was at the store and was looking at an IPA and I just thought, this IPA looks pretty good. Wonder when it was brewed. So turn it over. So January 26th, 2017.
I was going to say, it's going to be 2017. Yep.
It's a year and a half old. It's sitting on the shelf.
Tasty.
So,
I've seen those.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Don't know what to do about it. But anyway, appreciate you guys for giving me that tip. And also, I wanted to say, if you guys need a rep from Houston, I'm not sure if there is one. I haven't heard anyone
Nick,
say that they're from Houston.
Break out the
notebook. Rep, but
we'll get back to you on that.
Confirm it.
Anyway. The position is open. I'm happy to take on that role and help out and give people suggestions and be the craft beer rep for Houston for the Perfect Pour.
Nice.
So
mm-hmm.
if you guys need that role, I'm here to step in. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Houston rep.
We will check next week when I have my Molson.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But I'm pretty sure it's open. You know what? I think Texas now has enough to divide, so...
Right. Well, but I don't think anyone said Houston.
No. We have San Antonio and Austin, I believe. I don't think we have a Houston rep.
All right.
Yet.
There we go. Nice.
This is all memory.
Though, if you're new to the show, you want to be a Perfect Pour rep. You just... In your area, if you want to be the guide, the guru... The craft beer guru of your area for the Perfect Pour listener. Meaning you at the very least have to be able to give solid recommendations for your area. And if you want to go next level, you meet up. You do a get it.
Yes.
And to get it for some another Perfect Pour listener that's like, hey, I'm coming to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to have a get it?
And you could be the ambassador for the tour.
You got to at least try. And if you can't make it, that's cool. But at least like tell them, like, hey, this is where you got to go. So this is what I like. I love having the reps, man. Give the good recommendations so all the Perfect Pour listeners don't go to some stupid Budweiser place or something.
Some Sacramento Golden
Road. So what you do is go to the Golden Road. Take the 5 up north and go across, take the Tahoe exit, but you're not going to go to Tahoe. You're going to take a right, and you're going to follow up the valley way, and then you're going to go.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Jesus. Somebody, damn it. Where's Matt to shut me up?
I want to know what is the point of sale for each city. I haven't fully developed this yet, but here in good old Fresno, it seems to be the converted gas station is the most prevalent type of craft beer store.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering where he found these old dates. What type of environment was he? Was it a supermarket?
I bet it's supermarket.
Converted gas station? Was it a beer and wine outlet? A BevMo / Total Wine.
Sometimes they got old stuff in there too. It's everywhere.
It's
man.
Everywhere.
Only a dedicated bottle shop, something like a Vine and Vine in San Diego or something like,
or right from the source.
Something run by a right from the source, or something run by a craft beer geek.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a place you don't have to worry. Yeah. You can just pick from the shelf and don't even have to look. But anywhere else,
Target,
you gotta, hopefully it's a beer that has a date. And if it doesn't have a date, like I've asked Matt this several times, and I don't know if I've gotten a good enough answer or if I just don't remember. But it's like I just don't know that if it's better for a brewery to have the date on there. Apparently some think it's better to not have the date on there, because there's still a lot that don't put the dates on, or they put the dates that only they know what the date is, kind of dates. Yeah,
the Ovaltine decoder ring.
Yeah, decoder ring date. So it's like, it must work out better for the brewery to not have dates. And the ones that have the dates are, well, at least they're trying, you know.
How far out do you think people stop buying the beer if the date is on the bottle?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, because only us, the people like us, are checking the dates. Other, you know, people that are mid-range.
So are you stop
people like, or aren't might you're just like grabbing 6 weeks, and going.
8 weeks? Are you like no?
So we're talking IPAs here, I assume.
Of course.
I'm 3 months. I'm three months.
You're the full 90 days.
Yeah, I'll give it. If it's 2.5 months, I'll still buy it. I won't be as excited as I would if it was 2 weeks, but
it starts getting situational.
Fourth month starts getting situational. Fourth month is like, oh man, do I need this?
Do I need okay IPA or old? Because
there's no what, like, you know, once it's gone to the fourth month mark, it doesn't matter what it is, it's going to be okay. Pliny at 4 months is okay. Like, it's, there's no IPA that at 4 months is like, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there probably is, but I don't know that I've had one 4 months or older that have been like, yes, it's awesome.
Blowing my mind right now.
It's blowing my mind.
Socks
at 4 months
are off.
Socks just blew out of the room, and I'm going crazy.
Hey guys, The Fontana Jim checking in.
The
it's been a little while Fontana since I've checked Jim. In. Wanted to give you some local Fresno news.
Okay.
If you aren't busy on Friday, you can shoot over to Shaver Lake. Maybe get yourself into the Captain Marvel movie.
That's right. I know you're looking for extras. Captain Marvel movie up here in the mountains.
People look like they're military-ish age. Well, I guess
they messed up the beach.
Age,
did you see they grinded the beach all
beards.
Up?
Mikey, you'd have to get a haircut. Yeah, never mind. That's not for
I
you
got
guys.
One, dude.
Maybe other people out there in Fresno area.
I sold out.
Wanted to give you guys a Total Wine pro tip. You guys can single anything
Total Wine
if they have
pro
in six
tip.
Packs. It doesn't matter how that six pack's packaged. If it's packaged in a box, crack that box open, take one. Just walk up and say, yeah, I got this single. Get yourself six singles and have yourself a taster party.
And be prepared to back up the line for half hour. I was up on
Monday.
Here you go, Mike.
This guy just tried to get a single. I thought it was a big hot shot. This guy right here thought it was a big fucking hot shot by a single. Turns out we don't have that price. We're going to have to go.
Everybody behind this asshole, we're going to have to wait because he tried to slip this single bear in.
One more thing. Yeah, I almost forgot.
Oh, Jim's still talking. Sorry.
I'm out in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. So I'm looking for maybe you get it. Go ahead and hit me up on Twitter at TheFontanaJim. I won't be able to hear guys' show. In fact, I'll probably be on the plane when your guys' show breaks
out. You can download the show before you get on the plane.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Come on, Jim.
No.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Apologize. If you said something cool while I was trying to bet, I apologize.
Yeah.
So get it. Carolina, the Raleigh Durham, the Triangle.
The Triangle?
The Triangle. That's what they call it.
Oh, but who's they?
I know some people there.
Oh, boy.
I know we have at least one listener there. I don't think we have a rep.
Only we had the Moleskine.
I don't think we have a rep, Raleigh Durham, to my knowledge. But the Fontana Gym is looking to have a get it. They got a lot of great beer in the Carolinas. A lot of great beer.
Some fresh water, too.
So, there you go. And now it's time to get into the standard voicemails. Do we need a beer?
Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Well,
what are we feeling?
We're going to have to turn the fridge mic on. Oh, shit. It's been on.
Oh.
Ugh, hope it's not ruined the show.
There's some hiss.
Fridge mic has been on this whole time. Damn it. Sorry. Oh, man. Listen to that. Sounds great. So this is such a good bit when there's just the two of us.
Oh, pardon me. You want to get Rammy?
Well, we got to do what we got to do here, man.
I'm label buying in here. I have no idea what these are.
Do some label buys.
How about a little DDH action?
Hey, guys, I'm labeled DDH. Tioga Sequoia?
Nope.
Okay.
They are not the only brewery in the world, sir.
Oh. Well, that's
as
what
much
I heard.
As we like to think.
Not what I heard.
Nah. You liberals.
Find something, man. Something that's needs to get drank.
Oh, boy. So I'm guessing not a stout.
That's right. All right. Nick has acquired cans. You keep yours over there. Keep one over there for your side. So I've got one, and Nick has one, and
are we going to have a duel?
We're hanging out, listening to voices.
Draw! No, you first.
Quicker.
No, you draw.
I love gold!
This beer is donated to the show by, I think, Keith's from the Carolinas, so look at you, man. How'd you do that?
You know.
Keefisms.
I'm on top of things around here.
Keefisms. The Fontana Gym and Keefisms. Ooh, maybe they can hook up. This is from LBC, Linwood Brewing Company, or Linwood Brewing Concern. Sorry. Hubris. Just like Luke. Luke was full of hubris.
What?
Yeah. Watch The Last Jedi.
Okay.
It was hubris. Imperial IPA. It is an 8.7 beer. You want to get Rammy? Let's get Rammy. Oh, man.
I brought my Rammy socks.
We're going to prepare this beer as we listen to this.
Hey, Perfect Four. It's Colton from Maine. Whoa. Just listening to some old podcasts from you guys.
Oh, man.
And I realize that you guys probably don't have a Maine rep. So I'd love to take that position.
Where's your Moleskin?
Definitely show a lot of people some good beers.
This is not the night.
Speaking of good beers, I am getting a collection of the greatest for you guys, first a couple yeast samples. as they like to call it, in UPS. So, especially having the inn with Kushnok, we just opened our new tasting room, so I'll get you some nice hazies. One of our hazies is actually called Gigantic Dad Pants, so I'm sure Mike would love that.
I did.
And then we actually just released a Belgian triple that is barrel-aged in gin barrels. It's called Purple Rain.
Nice.
Not sure if that has anything to do with either Jimi Hendrix or Prince, but I guess I'll just have to talk to the brewer. Real quick, I will get some of the New England hazy for you guys, especially coming from New England and Maine, the Northeast side. Hopefully it'll be a little better than some of the hazies you guys get down in California. So,
that's messed up, man.
Keep up the good work, and I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. I heard actual car sounds.
Mm-hmm. Car sounds. So we've got a Maine rep.
Yes, I put it in my temporary notes to transfer to
later.
He's
rep, Maine rep. We're all repping, bro.
Reps. Getting some reps.
I'm looking forward to some New England beers from New England area. New England style. The style of the New Englands, which is hazy.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Uh-oh. Paul.
Holy fudge. I'm totally floored by, was that Keith? I want to make sure I get the name right. Keith that did the cover.
Keithisms.
Wow, man. Here's something I always think when I record a song, that somebody else could do it a lot better. And my point has been proved, man. That was beautiful. Damn. And I think that's the first time anybody's done a cover of one of my songs, to the best of my knowledge, of course. But anyway, that's awesome. Yeah, I agree with Mikey. More covers. That's fun. It's fucking awesome.
It's
also, Benj Clark, I think we're neighbors now, and shit, man, the pressure's on because now Chew Your Beer is already naming our podcast.
Yeah, I knew it.
And we haven't even met up for a get it. As you've discovered, I pretty much don't exist because I'm not
hard
on
to find
social
him.
Media. So
he's
we'll
a
have
ghost.
To do it old school. I'll try to get a hold of you, or if you hit up Perfect Poor Guys, they'll get you my info.
Oh, we got the okay. We can relay.
And we'll do it one of these days. We're both parents. We're both busy, so we know how it goes. But, yeah. Speaking of get-its, I can't believe Florida Steve flaked on hoppy libations. I would never flake on hoppy libations.
No way. I wouldn't either.
So, there you go. I think that's all I got for now.
He's
Cheers.
A gentleman.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
That was a different way. He doesn't usually call that one. Like, that was
landline.
Yeah, he was on a landline.
Click.
You could hear him hanging up the physical phone.
He hung
phone
down on us.
I like that. More landline calls. Landlines are the wave of the future.
He had to do that on business hours, huh?
Yep. He's like, man, I know I'm working, but I got to make this call. There's nothing better than getting a little bit of your own personal stuff in while you're at work. I think we all can agree on that.
What are you talking about?
Come on. It's fun.
Seriously. Did I express my severe disappointment in Florida Steve for...
Come back for that.
You don't keep a lady waiting.
Wow.
It's messed
Especially
up, Florida Steve.
A lady that's waiting
totally
on good beer.
There.
Florida Steve, I'm just messing with you. You know I love you. You are the grand poobah of Florida reps, after all. But the real reason I'm calling back is to say that if anybody wants to have a get-it with me, I don't know why you would, but if for some reason you do, the best way to do so is to come down to Iron Springs on Saturday. I've got the brewery all to myself back there. It is my domain. I'm here till about 2:30 or 3, and then I have to go to my other job, my unpaid job as a dad. But, pop in one day on a Saturday. Fairfax is a fun place to come hang out. I'll give you a tour of the brewery, which will take all of about 2 minutes because it's that big.
Do I get a free beer afterwards?
sneak you a couple samples out of the fermenters.
Oh, there you go.
If you're lucky, you can watch me dry hopping a beer.
Whoa. Nobody.
Dry. Yeah, anyway.
Easy.
Saturday, Iron Springs.
Keep it PG, Paul.
That's where I'll be.
No dry hopping
Cheers.
Allowed.
Bye. Keep up the good work, by the way.
Oh,
dry hop. Dry hop. Dry hop. Or die.
There you go.
Nice.
That's how you can see Paul. Go to Iron Springs in Fairfax, California, uh-huh. Marin County, and go there on a Saturday and get there before 2:30, and you'll see Paul doing it.
Dry hopping.
Industry.
His eyes out.
Doing industry stuff.
Oh, man. So lots of cleaning.
Yep. Industry.
Hey, guys. Tony Bags here, and... I'm making this phone call live from Creature Comfort Brewing in Athens, Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna go in here and do a couple flights and see what this whole thing's about. Just wanted to call and say hi, and I will call back with a full report when I'm done. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tony Bags. All right, we'll see. Oh, there's no call again from Tony Bags. What the hell? You said you're going to call back. Guess you forgot. Guess Creature Comforts was good. Because if you did call back, then probably wasn't that great. You're like bored. Like, what else do I got to do? I guess I'll call the Perfect Pour. This place sucks.
Hey, guys. It is Paul B. Now formerly known as Paul D. Because I changed my last name. And yes, I took her last name because... My last name sucked ass, so I'm going to change it.
Good.
For those who don't know who Paul D is, it's Single Cam Slam. And
Single Cam.
Happerdale, which is Free Dale. And I wanted to come on here. I am Single Cam Slam. Wifey now. We just got married.
It's official.
And I wanted to do a special shout out to Mikey Top 4. I couldn't do so without you. I got some amazing beers from California. And I got the, just so people know, the Pliny the Elder. I got the awesome Tioga Sequoia General Sherman IPA. And also one from Libertine, which is absolutely amazing. We drank the Pliny right away, so.
Yeah, Mikey, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. We couldn't have done it without you. That surprise porch bomb from you was amazing. Thank you very much. Our wedding was great. The Castle Danger cream ale was a hit. He blew through that thing within a couple hours. It was fantastic. It worked out good. We both listened to your show, and obviously I love your show. And
I do. We listen to it all the time together.
So I want to say thank you, guys, and keep up the good work. We're driving.
Well, congrats to those two honeymooners.
The lovebirds.
The Single Cam Slams.
Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam.
Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam. Don't tell anyone I sent beer out there. That's not something I know how to. I don't know how to send beer, guys.
Yes.
So I don't know what they're talking about.
We had Louie do it.
Yeah, Louie. Louie did it. It's like, Louie, could you send some beer? So as a congrats to the Single Cams. And they're having fun. They're just enjoying
fun.
My marital advice is try to do unto your partner as you would want done to you.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's right. That's the quote, right?
Yeah. Just don't forget a cake on her birthday.
Yeah, don't forget things. Schedule yourself.
Supersonic, just say, orderly, just call and let you know the winner of fill in the blank contest, D. Lenny of Florida, holes. Beer's on your way, holes. Enjoy it.
Jesus.
That's it. I got some beer going out to you guys. Check the DMs on Twitter, holes. Drink that shit fresh, too, holes, because it's better fresh.
Good boy.
Instead of late and old.
It's fresh.
Orderly, chew your beer. Ooh. Yeah, they watch, holes. Peace out.
Drink a chew beer. Oh, Chew's kids are back there. He's all, hey, be quiet.
He must be in the suburban.
I'm trying to leave a voicemail. Thanks, Chew.
Mm-hmm.
I think we still have a couple Chew Your Beers in there. We got to get to it. We're trying.
They're probably
if you're like
way in the back,
you're somebody that sends us beer, and you're like, damn, dang, they're not getting to that beer I sent them. Tell us and like, hey, you've got to drink that beer, guys. Hurry,
guys,
because you will do that. And we're like, oh, okay, because we have many to choose from, and like we're having this hubris.
Very good beer.
This good one. It's a good imperial.
I like this beer.
So, you know, and this is a Keepfisms beer. So if you're like, dudes, we still have it. We have a pretty big beer in there that was donated to the show a while back. We have a Dark Lord in there. It's been somehow has managed to survive.
How did that happen?
Mr. Sardina donated that to the show. We've been, you know, it's just like, it's like some. That was the same chew. Sometimes they're just like such important beers, they're like you're afraid to have them, you know? You're just like, I don't know, man.
I'm not afraid.
You're not afraid? Oh, what happened? Something happened here in this voicemail line. Can't. Okay. I think we're back.
Hey, guys. More of a recent listener. Just started getting into the show. First time caller.
Nice.
So I just wanted to say what's up. My name is Scott.
What's up, Scotty?
What's Scott? Scott's cool. That's got a lot of Scotts.
So many Scotts.
Awesome. So many Scotts.
Hey, I just sent you an email from my work. Yeah, real responsible guy here. Hey, this Saturday in Turlock, if anyone's around, Central Valley Brew Fest going down.
Wait a minute.
I'll be there. My wife and I are going to be volunteering. Maybe getting some drinks here and there. If you want to hang out, come see me. Let's hang out. Let's have a get it. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yes.
Still new. Man. Newbie here.
You're in.
Let's have a get it. Let's hang out. I'll be rocking a Blaker hat, red beard. So come hit me up. Maybe I'll wear a name tag. Yeah. Like I said, maybe I'll wear a name tag with my name in it.
Get it.
Look for.
Get it.
Get it. Let's have
interested
a good time.
In a get it?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Ever had a get it?
Thanks, man. So, it's like once in a while. Once in a while when I worked at Vons, anybody in retail probably has this story of like once in a while there'd be a campaign about something you'd have to wear a button and it'd be like, ask me about whatever, ask me about double coupons or something. Yes. So now all our reps now have to wear a button that says, ask me about the perfect pour. Ask me about a get it. Ask me about what's a get it. Hi, what's a get it? Well, glad you asked.
We're making those.
What's a get it? Ask me about a get it. And the final voicemail of the week.
Meow.
That was it?
I don't know what that was. Wow. Sometimes you get drunk and you just want to leave a voicemail. And it sounds sounds like this.
Meow.
Hey!
Did we just get a large Farva?
Hey! I think we did. Right, meow?
Right, meow.
Right, meow.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Or just record something, email to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We're having fun, enjoying ourselves, hanging out, drinking beer. It's the best thing there is. I love the spring. There's nothing better than craft beer, spring. Like, for some reason, when hockey is on, hockey playoffs, it's a Stanley Cup hockey time, and the spring weather. And craft beer, there's some sort of like, there's just this euphoric, good feeling vibe I get. And then I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything.
There's no work.
I just want to be in a brewery, or I just want to be on my patio with a beer. I just, I love springtime.
Because you know it only lasts 2.5 weeks.
Having a Stanley Cup. A playoff game on a TV somewhere in the background, maybe a baseball game on, and just Cause baseball, I think, more summer, but and a beer, it's just it's the best. I hope some piece of heaven you can do that in. Some big releases that we are looking out for and that maybe we think you might want to look out for too. I don't know if, hopefully I'm not stepping on yours here, Nick.
Are you looking out?
I'm not saying any words right now. I'm looking out for this beer for you because
okay.
It sounds like maybe somebody from Cellar Maker might listen to the show.
Yes.
It's from Cellar Maker. It's called Get Off My Lawn. It's a hazy IPA.
Sons of bitches.
Forever we're saying like making up, hey, you damn hazy kids, get off my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ma, them hazy kids are on the lawn again.
Hey, we just seeded that. Get off
just
there.
Just let them sit there, honey. They'll get off. And no. Nuh-uh. Hey, get off my lawn. You damn hazy kids or the hazy bears. And they're just like 20-something-year-olds in the front lawn with their hazy beers going, aha! Hey, old man. Hey. You get it, old man. We got hazy beers now. That's what we drink. Get out of here. So Cellar Maker made one with expressive yeast.
Expressive yeast.
And that's what it says.
What the?
It's got Galaxy, Citra, Simcoe, Motika, Idaho 7. It's in the label, the can label, it's sort of Calvin and a Hobbes meet Simpsons-esque sort of label.
Oh, it's Comic Sans.
It's got a kid that looks very Calvin-esque, and then it's got a guy sort of...
Is he peeing on the lawn?
Nope. He's just like running.
Oh, he's just running.
And then...
Wasn't that... Gosh, how long ago was that where the Calvin was peeing on whatever he didn't like?
And then like... And then Bros with their trucks.
Yeah.
Like, totally, like
Chevy truck would have Calvin peeing on Ford.
Yeah, and it's like, no, you're not a Calvin and Hobbes fan. You just like the peeing thing. It's like, it like turned into a different thing that wasn't Calvin and Hobbes anymore. It was annoying. As a Calvin and Hobbes geek.
Oh, I see.
It's like, you're not really a Calvin and Hobbes fan. You just like that Calvin's peeing sticker on your
on whatever you don't like.
Your light bars. Bissell Brothers. They're Portland. We have a new main rep. So, here's to feeling good all the time. and the can art's really cool. It's sort of like it looks like an above shot of the tap room, like with a busy tap room, but it's all, sketched out instead of being like a picture. It's all sketched out, and it's got a high rating on Untappd.
High.
Even some of our listeners have checked in and given it higher rating. Anything from Pueblo Vida Brewing Company out of Tucson. Edwin, one of our listeners, Edwin, was touting them, and I don't think we've had anything from Pueblo Vida. So I'm just going to look out for, and he says Edwin thinks that they make the best hazy beer in the States, in Arizona. So, and there's a collab with Sacramento Brewers Revision and Device Brewing did a collab, a New England style one for Sacramento Beer Week. So looking out for that. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Well, I was hoping to get some Noble Aleworks while I was down south, and I didn't quite make it.
Oh, what happened?
They don't open till 4 during the week.
Dude. Well, I guess Tioga is the same way.
Yeah, when hotel checkout is at 11, you're like, can I spend 4 hours, 5 hours
we're
in
just going to sit here for 5 hours.
And wait for them to open. But Citra Showers is happening in cans. Always looking out for that.
Oh, yeah. That's been a while. Citrus hours.
and Bottle Logic, which is also down the street from the Disneyland. They have Aku Aku IPA.
Aku Aku.
Aku Aku. And Might and Magic. A hazy double. There you go. That's for you. And Space Trace Barrel Aged Coconut Stout.
Space Trace.
Both don't open till 4 during the week.
Ooh.
Sad face.
Oh, you guys don't like making money there. That's fine.
Yeah, apparently.
Fine. It's fine. Did you go to that market that you recommended?
Yes, I did. That was my backup plan, and we went down to Orange, downtown Orange, and went to Provisions.
Provisions in downtown Orange.
Yep.
Nice.
And that worked out. It paid off.
Yeah, did for me.
Nice.
Yeah, got me a Beechwood.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you went there too? Yeah. Yep, you use...
If I can hold out, maybe I'll pop up on the next Dork Town. I don't know.
Ooh. Well, if you drink that one, maybe I'll supply one more for Dork
Town. No.
I'm trying to get on Dork Town.
Well, I'm trying to... I hope it'll work out, but Trent from Get Off My Podcast is going to be in town during the Han Solo film, the 24th. Ooh. And I'm trying to think maybe that Saturday we can do Dorktown with all the Dorktown Network stars.
Wow.
Night of Dorktown Network stars.
A mega cast?
Yes. And have everybody on Dorktown again.
Ooh.
So that's something in the works that may or may not happen.
I am appreciating this aroma.
Ooh, good aroma. So plan all you Dorktown Network hosts.
Yes. Listen to the Perfect Pour.
May 26th. Be ready to record a show. Yeah, I don't know if Josh listens. I don't know if Trent listens. I don't ask. I don't want to make them uncomfortable if they don't listen. I'm like, hey, do you listen to the Perfect Pour?
Bells, isn't that your job as executive producer?
Maybe, I guess so. Bells, I know Bells did listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if he claims he doesn't now because he's like over it.
Yeah.
Craft beer, he's like, he still drinks it, but he's like not geeking out about it now. He's just like, yeah, it's what I do now. I just drink it. He's not a geek. And then Becky doesn't listen to Perfect Pour, I don't think. She might secretly. She just to keep tabs on me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, thank goodness.
She probably does it to keep tabs on me. Hi Becky. How you doing? How you doing?
We're drinking all your brown beers right now.
But I don't think she does, so it's terrible. I'm the only one to listen to everything. You and I.
What could possibly go wrong on this show?
Yeah, I think you and I are the only ones that listen to all the network shows. Where the hell are we?
Yes.
We all got all you're looking out for us?
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
Go. Cool. Good. And we got this new beer. Wait.
Oh, I am looking out for, since Matt's not here to talk about it, there will be a solo-themed beer coming out from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, I heard rumor of this, but I didn't see it. Oh, I'm looking out for that. For sure. Bob, shout. Have you got the Untappd app? I actually took a look at my Barley app today.
What?
Barley. We've had them on the show. Barley, B-A-R-L-Y. They just don't have the... And they're an indie app, beer app. But they don't have the social networking feature kind of integrated with it as much as... Untappd does, but the Barley app is kind of nice for if you're looking for a beer or if you're more a little bit more serious about your reviewing and stuff. But Untappd is the app to go to, man, for all this
Did you get the
fun
Total Wine coupons?
I didn't see those. Huh. Why didn't I get those?
I got to check in. I checked in, probably last Friday before we left for the trip. And Total Wine specials came up. Oh. And you could download the coupons to your mobile wallet.
Huh.
And then...
And then you have to use your mobile wallet and then...
Yeah, they could scan the coupon code right from your wallet.
Mm, sounds pretty complicated.
And the wallet reminds you when you're close to Total Wine, it pops up, says, hey.
Hey, you're by Total Wine. Maybe you should go in.
Maybe you should go in and spend some money.
Should go in.
And then save some money.
Yeah. This week, a light drinking week. I'm trying to keep my calorie intake down right now. So I'm like regulated.
You must
to like,
be married.
Well, yeah. No, not by anything the wife told me to do, just for personal trying, but I try to keep it down to one or two beers a night at least. There's my diet. I'll drink two beers instead of four.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet.
That's a diet.
But I did Eureka Burger. I had a Four Seasons of Mother Earth. This is a spring 28 version. This is like an annual one they come out with, and it's an Imperial IPA. I liked it.
Nice.
Enjoyed it. I usually don't like to get the double IPAs at Eureka Burger, but it was kind of thin picking otherwise, so I'm like, all right. I'll do it because that's an exclusive beer. I drink exclusives. And they had the Coastwise on tap from Coronado Brewing, the Session IPA. It's the first time I had a chance to drink it on draft, so I enjoyed that. I had a Black House because my beer fridge was getting thin. Not the beer fridge itself. We have tons of beer in there for the show. But my personal beers were getting pretty thin, and I had a Black House still in there. So
nice.
Like, all right, I guess I'm having a Black House. That was fine. And I got a 4-pack of Booming Rollers, only a couple weeks old. Caught those at the Save Mart.
Nice.
And that's been my beer. That's all I've really drank this week. Well, before we get to Nick's, wait, let's see if... No. All right. I want to hear Nick's. I'm going to work on something here while I listen to what you've been drinking this week.
So, you know, out of town, tripping, always looking for something different when I'm outside the area. On the way down south, we stopped in downtown LA at the Carl Strauss.
The Strauss.
Yeah. Which is, you know, Carl Strauss is San Diego based, but they have invaded... L.A., Southern California, Anaheim. Really cool
restaurant.
It'd
be nice if they invaded Fresno.
It would be.
We could use a remote tap room here.
I don't see why they're not here yet.
Yeah, I don't see it. No reason.
But they got a lot of cool brewery-only stuff. The Isomerizer IPA is the single hop mosaic IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Super good. Really,
really,
really good.
Isomerizer. I need to try that.
Yes, you do need to try that. And they got a really good food menu, too. If anybody's looking for burgers, they do burgers well. I had the Farmhouse, which had a burger. It had pork belly, not bacon, but actual pork belly, and a fried egg on top.
I don't dig the Friday burgers.
I don't know. I think you would.
I don't think so.
I think you would. It's not like Eureka's. I know what you're thinking.
All right. I'll try it.
Yeah. This was really, really good. So then we made our way down to Disneyland, as I said before. Had drinks at Trader Sam's.
Yes.
They have extended their menu. It's mostly... Like, it's still Tower 10 is still really popular, you know, another Carl Strauss beer. But they had a Bottle Logic beer.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, let me try it. It was a golden ale. It was 714 golden ale. Still really good. But they also have Bear Republic there.
Stop making golden nails.
Stop it.
Just stop.
Let's see. In California Adventure, they had
the cart?
Sonoma. No, I didn't go there. I didn't go to the the Flo's V8 Cafe. We went to the Sonoma wine bar because my wife likes champagne.
Okay. Yeah.
So we had to compromise. But they had a really good selection. They also had the Bottlelogic. They also had some North Coast beers. So I got a Brother Thelonious there on tap.
Would not think Brother Thelonious would be in California Adventure.
They had Iron Fist. They had, I didn't take a picture of the menu, so I'm trying to remember it. They had a really good selection up there. Hangar 24 was up there. Of course they had Ballast Point and, all the regulars, but they had some really good craft beer selections. The hotel, I found a Hangar 24's Iconic IPA.
How was that?
That was really good.
I haven't seen that.
It looks like it's one they would distribute anywhere, but I've never seen it in Fresno. Huh.
What hotel is this?
We stay at the Tropicana.
Okay.
And downstairs in the Tropicana, there's a little, like a gift shop, I guess, convenience store slash gift shop. And they have one door that has craft beer. It's always got,
they got a door.
It's got a bootleggers selection. Oh, yeah. It's got a, what's the, is it Fort Point?
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of their beers.
But it's got Golden Road.
It does.
Budweiser's Golden
Road. It has Golden Road and Ballast Point and St. Archer.
It's got all the crafty.
Yeah. But they do have some craft selections too.
All right.
So you're not totally stuck if you're at the hotel. And they have a Sumptown Coffee Roasters, which is, I guess,
popular Oregon brewery. Yeah.
Really good coffee. Brewer.
Yeah.
Wait, kills the freaking Starbucks.
Ooh. There you go. Mm-hmm. There's some more Disneyland recs for you. Always love to give the recos.
Yes.
Whoa.
Table noise. Cheers.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for all you do, Paul. You and Keith, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up that good work. And, man, we got some cheers this week. As we enjoy this chasing, I don't think we talked about this yet. Chasing party.
What?
Wait, chasing pepper. Is it chasing?
Papers.
Chasing peppers.
Papyrus.
Chasing papas. Double dry hopped pill. That was donated to the show by the Beer Father, aka Beer with Friends podcast. And this is 18th Street Brewery out of Hammond, Indiana. And it's a good beer.
It is a good beer.
It's a good beer.
When you say it like that, I don't
you guys it. Like beer. It's a good one. Oh, I liked it. Cheers, Ben. Guess what?
What?
We have a new golden god.
Son of a bitch.
Woo! Bow, 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 bow. Trevor Anderson, Three Frogs Beer. A new golden god. He is now, you're like, whoa, what the hell? Golden god.
Golden. He's so much gold.
He's so, oh god, it's too much. Too much gold, to be honest. Golden Gods are the people that donate. It's a nice, awesome group of people that donate money to the show every month, $5 or more, and via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to look at it, You don't worry. You can look at it and not have to do anything. You don't have to buy anything. Like, I'm not even going to go on there.
You can look.
I'm going to get sucked into spending money. Don't worry about it, man. It's a great website that's built for creatives. It's a job market that traditionally it's hard to get money for. It's just like in the past, it's stuff that you think of people doing that you're just like, I expect that stuff for free. Who cares? You want to do a podcast? You want to paint something? You want to make music? Fine. But I'm not going to pay for it. I'm just going to show up, enjoy it, and leave. That was the way it was before. But now there's things like this Patreon. So it's like a $5 cover you pay every month to listen to the show. Just like if you went to see one of Nick's rock bands.
What?
Of the rock, hard rock bands. You'd pay a cover to go see his band, right? You wouldn't think of it. You'd be like, of course I'll pay $5 to go see this band. And it's the same way for this show. And you don't have to. You can choose to do it. And if you do it, you get to listen to the tailgate. You jumped into this Facebook group, the Porum, and once in a while you get other extra. So big cheers to all our patrons, our golden gods. Thank you guys so much. It honestly does. I use the money. I personally use the money to keep the show running smooth without any issues. So thank you guys.
Smooth,
I don't exactly. know. Yeah, I'm about smooth, but it keeps going. Still keeps going. Also, cheers to, here we go, AZ Beer Gut. These are Instagrams.
Oh, boy.
AZ Beer Gut, underscore the underscore wrench, HXCPVERTORICAN. It's HXCP Puerto Rican. U, not V. HXC Puerto Rican. That's Edwin in Arizona. Uncle Guy Catering. Bobby underscore Bouye underscore Mr. Coot 218 or 21800. Mr. Cool. Sorry, Coot. Mr. Cool 21800. XL Perro. Benjamin L. Clark. Big Game J21 Obscured aka Brian Brugiehauser. Haven't heard Brugiehauser in a little while. Reggie under U559 Augers underscore Loggers. Tommy V138 Mark Ratty Stephen Schiffer Chef. Those are some cheers. Sure, Matt. I was gonna do Matt's unchecked. I went into Matt's unchecked. Untapped feed to just like do his Bincots for him. He hasn't checked into anything this week.
No, great.
He's been off.
He's untapped. No help.
He's no help. Come on, Matt. Get it together, man. Get on untapped.
Get it together.
On your breaks at work. Start checking in the beer.
Give us something.
Jeez, come on, man. You got some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to the Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope.
He's followed our company page for a while, but now he follows my personal Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah. Cheers to the DOs, the Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam. Congratulations on your nuptials.
They're so cute.
They're the cutest beer
they
couple.
They are the cutest. Like Colin and Gene.
Oh,
like,
man. I just thought about that.
Yeah, they're like, maybe they're cuter than us. Honey, are they cuter than us?
I don't know.
No, never. It's a battle. Or it's not. Just friends.
Yes.
Be friends.
Or be friends. Friend couple. Beer or couple battle. Friends. What's the battle? What's the perfect pour challenge?
Bare, it's just way better for the show. There's tension.
Build some tension. Yeah. Cheers to, I never knew what the H stood for. Jesus Henry Christ. New on Untapped.
Oh, yeah. That's his name. Middle name.
Yeah. Henry.
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 You get in here. It's dinner time.
And cheers to, hold on, bringing up Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour Pod.
Mark Ruckwood.
On all the social medias. Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk.
Yes, the Hulk. Brennan Brewer Beer. Cheers to, oh, Matt Vaught, Fortiter Brewing.
Oh, hopefully you'll see a Fortiter Brewing open up in Fresno sometime.
Tony G and William Compton, new Untapped followers, Instagram followers. Ta-da.
Ta-da. All right. Well, thanks for having a week with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm sorry Matt wasn't here. But
yes, hey, we're sorry. He's, we know, got, you like,
hey,
him more.
Day job sometimes
turns into a night job.
And that's cool. Yeah, it turns into a night job. So thanks, guys, this week for listening to the show at Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias. You want to follow us, perfectpourpod.com if you want more information on the show. But thank you guys for listening, being here, hanging out with us every week. If you keep showing up, we'll keep showing up, having beer. My pick of the beer, by the way, did we talk about this crashing?
Nope.
No, I did say crashing paper because I couldn't say it. We talked. Never mind.
Okay, dokie.
I'm not going to say anything. I think the Outer Range might have been my favorite of the episode.
Which was
that? Was the one we had during the tailgate.
I like the Ruffalo.
The Mark Ruffalo.
What's it? It's right in front of the orange and red can.
The Hubris.
Hubris.
That's a good beer too.
I like that one.
From Linwood. All right. Those are our picks. So everyone, during the week, go to perfectpourpod.com or mikeytoppour.com. If Nick has a .com, I'll say it.
Yeah, the nick80.com.
Oh, you better go buy that now.
Let me know what it's like.
Let me know what happens over there. I'll promote it.
Let me know how many viruses you get.
All right. Keep safe. Don't get any viruses. Be safe. And have fun. Check your dates.
Brush up on
Keep
your Star
up
Wars.
The good work. It's coming, Han Solo. Guys.
Guys.
Guys. Guys. Woo! Come on. Hey.
Mm-hmm.